Gansaland Radio.
Let's do it. Another night of high school basketball coming your way here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman from Centralia High School, home of the Panthers, as we got a Twin Valley League battle tonight as they welcome in the Eagles of Clifton Clyde for a double dip as we're down to just the final couple games here in the regular season. Our game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. As we get set for our girls contest, it is senior night, and we got four teams, all with double-digit wins, two of these teams ranked, one on each side tonight. Got the girls game coming up in just a few moments. Boys game will follow. And let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and we'll start with the Road Dogs from Clifton Clyde. The Lady Eagles in Class 1A Division 1 come in at 12-7 overall. They are 6-5 in TVL play. They will go like this. Lily Steinbrock is a 5'5 freshman, averaging just shy of 10 points per game. Carson Sykes, a 5'3 senior guard, averaging over 6 points per game. Emma Noberts is a 5'7 senior, averaging 9.5 points per game. Shea Wirtz, the 5'9 sophomore, the leading scorer and leading rebounder, at over 11 points and 8 rebounds per contest. And then Haley Thrasher will round things out for the Eagles, the 5'8 junior, averaging just under 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. So for head coach Kieran Wirtz and his fifth season at the helm, they'll go like this against Steinbrock, Sykes, Nober, Wirtz, and Thrasher. For the number 2 ranked team in 1A D1, the Centralia Panthers undefeated at 18-0, one step closer to an undefeated regular season and TBL title. Roger Holthouse here, number 13 at the helm with 200 plus wins. They will go like this here on senior night. Lena Haverkamp is a 5'5 junior guard. And then you've got the combination of Avery and Owen Dieters. Owen the 5'8 freshman, Avery the 5'8 senior. Owen's averaging just under 18 points per game. Avery at 12.5 points per game. Mentioned Haverkamp as well. She is just over 10 points per contest. Abby Flinty, a 5'5 senior guard, averaging 4 points per game. And then Haley Doman getting a start here on senior night, the 5'5 senior, averaging less than 8 points and a rebound per game. So again, for Roger Holthouse and company, it'll be Haverkamp, Avery and Owen Dieters, also Haley Doman, and Lena Haverkamp along with Abby Flinty. And getting set for this one in just a few moments. Panthers rocking the home white uniforms, all red uniforms for Clifton Clyde. We'll step aside for a quick break. The tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Super Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
All right, we're underway. Centralia with the basketball. First possession for the home Panthers. A quick three on the way. Left wing is good by Abby Clinty. A 5'5 senior cans a triple from the left wing to give the number two ranked team in 1AD1 a early 3-0 lead just 25 seconds into the ball game. First matchup between these two is Clifton Clyde gets an opportunity with their first possession. Pass deflected, intercepted by Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters here to the right corner, pushing the tempo a little bit, bouncing it inside to her sister Avery, and she lays it in for two. And a quick 5-0 start for Centralia here, not quite a minute into the ball game. Good start here on senior night for the Panthers. Here's Steinbrock. Now a right side three, that is no good, and a rebound brought down by Alina Haverkamp. She wants to push the tempo near sideline. To Flinty in the right corner, inside to Avery Dieters, wants to get underneath, kicks it left corner, that's Doman. She'll fire a long two, in and out, no good. Owen Dieters, the offensive rebound, she missed the layup attempt, and then a whistle and a jump ball inside, and the possession arrow is going to keep it, or I should say it's going to go to Clifton Clyde. So Owen Dieters on that second chance opportunity certainly had one right at the rim, just rattling it out. Clifton Clyde fortunate there to get it back. They're down 5-0, a minute 15 into the ball game. Here is Steinbrock, the freshman, averaging not quite 10 points per game. Up top it goes to Shea Wirtz, the leading scorer. Steinbrock gets it back. Baseline drive from the right corner. Stops. Kicks it left side. Here's a deep three. That's no good. And a rebound for Lena Haverkamp. Her second board in as many possessions. Here's Owen Dieters, right side on the wing, wants to back things up a little bit and slow it down here in the half court. Haverkamp towards the right corner, has the dribble, now using it once. Up top it goes to Avery Dieters. Now Flinty a touch high left. They set it up beautifully inside for Alina Haverkamp, and she has a wide open layup from the left side. And just like that, a 7-0 start for the Panthers and a timeout for Clifton Clyde. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 6:05 left opening quarter, a 7-0 start for the home team, Centralia Panthers, here on senior night. As they are the number two ranked team in 1AD1, still undefeated at 18-0, one step closer to an undefeated regular season and TBL title. This Clifton Clyde team has been solid this year as well, but they have hit a little bit of a bump in the road here in the last couple of weeks. The Eagles have lost three of their last four, albeit to some of the top teams in the league, Donovan West, Hanover, and Valley Heights most recently. The one win in that span was against Onega. That was last Friday night, and that was a 57-24 win. Centralia, quick turnaround. They played last night at Marysville and won 59-38 to get that 18th win of the year. Out of the timeout, Clifton Clyde with the basketball, right side, Nobert turns down a three, gets it off to Sykes, a floater no good and out of bounds, and it doesn't touch anything, and it will be Centralia basketball. 5:43 left opening quarter, 7-0 start for the Panthers. Good crowd on hand. All four of these teams in our two games tonight with double-digit wins. Upper half of the TBL. And we got some good ones, no doubt. Here's Owen Dieters, a deep three from the right wing, and no hesitation, she knocks it down. The leading score for the Panthers, the freshman, makes it 10-0, as we're now under 5:20 left here in this first. Great start offensively for the Panthers, who scored at about 51 points per game. Now the Eagles trying to get something going, and straight on, it's Shea Wirtz. And she drills a three to get Clifton Clyde on the board. It's now 10-3 as Doman will try to counter with a three. That one's no good. And last touched out of bounds by Clifton Clyde. And Panthers will keep it underneath as we'll get a couple subs into the game. Paige Bowser, a 5'3 senior in for the Eagles. And then also Jaden Wells is going to come into the game for Centralia. 4:56 on the clock, first quarter. It's a 10-3 Centralia lead. Here's Wells, who just checked in, gets it off to Owen Dieters. Between the legs, dribble up top, had it knocked away. Good defense by Steinbrock, but they get it back inside to Wells. She's quickly doubled, and then that's going to be a jump ball violation. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with Centralia, as Owen Dieters will throw it in underneath the backboard. Up top it goes, left side to Flinty, into the corner, they set it up. Dieters a three, left it short, rebound by Bowser, who just checked in for Clifton Clyde, gets it off to the freshman Steinbrock, and she brings it up the floor with a little bit of pace. Gets to the elbow, kicks it left. Wirtz, a jump shot. That is short, and tipped out of bounds on the rebound attempt, and it goes right back to Centralia. 4:27 left in the first, a 7-point lead for the Panthers with the ball, 10-3 our score. Here is Owen Dieters right down the middle, slow across the timeline. They go from left to right here in the first half. Right side pass to Flinty on the wing. Up top it goes to Wells, left side to Haverkamp. They want to set it up for Owen Dieters, a straight on three. That one's off left side and a rebound for Emma Nobert for Clifton Clyde. Now she wants to push the tempo far sideline. Nearly had it knocked away. Gets it to Steinbrock for three. In and out, no good. A rebound for Avery Dieters. Medium pace up the floor. Kicks it off to her sister, Owen. Top of the key. Right side pass to Flinty. Holds it high. Now dribbling baseline. Cut off there, but swings it past to Haverkamp. A left corner triple. That is too strong. And a rebound for Clifton Clyde. Brought down by Nobert. Nobert right down the middle. And stops here in the half court. They'll reset. Right side pass, it goes to Wirtz on the wing. Ball fakes, now wants to go towards the baseline. Floater is up and no good, and a whistle in our first foul. At 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, with Centralia leading 10-3, and the first foul against Avery Dieters. So free throws coming up here for Shea Wirtz, the leading scorer. For Clifton Clyde, the 5'9 sophomore, missing the front. Her hitting off the front rim, no good on the first. She is a 71% free throw shooter. She is by far and away shot and made more free throws than anybody else on the team, but she goes 1-for-2. She has all four. It's a 6-point Centralia lead at 10-4. Here's Haverkamp, a baseline drive cut off, and they're going to get her for a travel. And the first turnover by Centralia, giving it back to the Eagles. So it was a good start, but Clifton Clyde trying to claw back in it here in the first quarter as Haverkamp nearly came away with a steal, and they're going to say it was last touch by Clifton Clyde off the fingertips of Bowser, and Haverkamp forcing a turnover, so the Panthers get it back with that 10-4 lead. 3:12 left here in the first. Here is Haverkamp. Haverkamp, third leading scorer. Avery to her sister, Owen inside, lost it off to Shin and out of bounds, and a turnover by Centralia, their second here in the quarter. 3:03 left in this first, a 10-4 advantage for the Panthers. Clifton Clyde getting it back with Nobert up the floor. Top of the key, it goes to Wirtz, couple of dribbles, waist high with the right hand, gets it off to the freshman Steinbrock. Steinbrock gets a high ball screen from Thrasher, not much with it, had it knocked away, but gathered there by Wirtz. Here on the left wing, holds it high after a couple of dribbles. Ball bouncing at the elbow, and then Flinty nearly come away with a steal there, but it's a floater in the lane that's good for Lily Steinbrock, the freshman. She's on the board, makes it a 4-point game, 10-6 Centralia, under 2.5 minutes left here in the quarter. So after a slow start for the Eagles, bouncing right back in it, down just four. Here's Owen Dieters, left side on the wing, thought about stepping back for three, instead gets it off to Haverkamp. Now Flinty a touch right side on the wing, bouncing one to Avery Dieters in the corner. Long pass to Jaden Wells, a 17-foot J. That is short from the left corner and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles, so Panthers will keep it. 2:06 remaining in this quarter, leading 10-6. Haverkamp to throw it in, right side of the backboard, looking, fakes one way, goes back the other, gets it into Avery Dieters, had it knocked away, and a steal by Clifton Clyde. Good defense by Steinbrock, the freshman. She wants to push the tempo. She'll go coast to coast. Layup good. Lily Steinbrock now with four, and it's a 2-point game, 10-8. As the Eagles are diving back in it. Owen Dieters a pass inside to her sister Avery. Kicked back up top. 19-footer by Wells. Book it. Jaden Wells on the board. All five starters, or I should say four of the five starters in the books. Wells a normal starter, but came off the bench here with Doman, the senior, getting the start on senior night. 12-8 Centralia, 90 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Steinbrock at the elbow, stops right there. Flinty, shot blocked, but underneath, and a layup is good. Right place, right time for Haley Thrasher. As she makes it a 12-10 game at 1:15 to go in the quarter. Owen Dieters, baseline drive, and a lazy pass intercepted. Four turnovers by Centrilli, and then Flinty trying to take it back, and then it's going to roll out of bounds underneath, but last touch by Clifton Clyde, and the Panthers will get it back. Third Clifton Clyde turnover as Carson Sykes will check back in. Also, we'll see a freshman Tatum Kramer in for the first time for Centrilia. It's a two-point game with 1:05 left here in the first, 12-10. Panthers with it and that two-point lead. A long pass over the top, high right to Owen Dieters. Gets it right back into the corner. Guarded by Shea Wirtz. Now under a minute to go here in the first. Kramer, who just checked in, gets a touch high left, hands it off to Haverkamp, and they'll reset. Here's Kramer, high right, into the corner it goes with Flinty. Kramer gets it back, left side it goes. Now it's Haverkamp back to Kramer. Down to 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Here's Flinty, gets to the free throw line, spins. One-handed bounce pass to Avery Dieters, a triple, rattles in. Avery Dieters from downtown, and she's got five. Makes it 15-10, Centrilia with 25 seconds left here in the quarter. Clifton Clyde, chance to play for the final shot, 18 seconds to go. Here's Wirtz in the right corner, now on the wing. Stops towards the elbow, picks up the dribble, guarded by Avery Dieters. Up top to Sykes, now 10 seconds to go. Backdoor cut, good pass to Nobert inside and laid it in for two. Beautifully done by Nobert, 15-12. 3 seconds to go. Haverkamp, a 40-footer at the buzzer, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Good pace and a good amount of offense here after one. It's Centralia 15, Clifton Clyde 12. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Second quarter just getting underway momentarily as Clifton Clyde battling back, trailing here at Centralia 15-12. Eagles to start the second quarter with the basketball. It's Wirtz left side on the wing. Picks up the dribble prematurely a little bit and had it knocked away and a steal by Haverkamp. Haverkamp up the floor. Owen Dieters, layup no good, but a foul. It'll be the first foul on Clifton Clyde, and it's on Wirtz. And so it's Owen Dieters to shoot two, 3 points in the first quarter. She is a 56% foul shooter. Panthers has a team 60% on the year. First one rattles in, and she's got four. Nobert checks back into the game for Clifton Clyde. 16-12 our score, 16 seconds into the second. And Owen Dieters, a 2-for-2 stint at the line. She's got five. And that's the lead for the Panthers, 17-12. Early portions here, quarter number two. They'll show a little bit of pressure here in the full court as Nobert had it knocked away and then tipped into the backcourt. And they're going to say kicked ball as it was deflected a couple of times. And I think they said Clifton Clyde went over the midcourt stripe after they had crossed. So it's a turnover by the Eagles. They're fifth here in the half, and Panthers get it back at a five-point lead. Here's Flinty, top of the key to Wells. She'll pivot left, bouncing it inside. Good kick. Haverkamp, a right wing three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Owen Dieters has it, and then she's tied up quickly. And the possession arrow will keep it with the Panthers as Whitley Sykes, a 5'6 sophomore, is into the game for the Eagles, replacing Emma Nobert. 17-12 our score, 45 seconds into the second quarter. Panthers with the five-point lead and the ball. Here's Owen Dieters left side, turns down a three, Wants to work it all the way inside. Layup good. From the left wing to the right block, and Owen Dieters lays it in for two. She's got seven. Leading scorer on either side, and that's the lead for the Panthers at 19-12. Now this pressure really causing problems for Clifton Clyde, and now we're going to get a whistle and a foul after Flinty picked up a steal. They'll get Carson Sykes with the foul. That is her first team second. So a good start to the quarter here for the Panthers. On the defensive end as they get it back with a 7-point lead. 6:50 left until halftime. Here is Wells, top of the key, left side to Avery Dieters. Beautifully done. Pass inside to her sister Owen, and she lays it in for two. She's got nine, and the lead is nine, 21-12. As Owen Dieters taking over here, early portions of the second quarter. Here is Carson Sykes in a 10 count as the pressure once again causing a turnover. Now seven in the half, four already in the quarter by Clifton Clyde. A timeout by the Eagles. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 6:29 until halftime. Centralia with a 21-12 lead. They have scored the first 6 points here in the second quarter, and all six by the freshman, Owen Dieters. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. For more information, the other games across our airwaves, the Holton Channel at msesports.net. We'll have the Wildcats taking on Nemaha Central, the Sabetha Channel, and also on a 103.9, you get Sabetha at Royal Valley, so some Big 7 League action tonight. And also CARE 93.7, our sister station, Northeast Kansas League battle with Horton at Moore Hill Mount Academy. All the action followed on Kansaland Radio with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Out of the 30-second timeout, Centralia with the ball in the 9-point lead, 21-12. Here's Owen Dieters. It's a high ball screen from Haverkamp. Haverkamp will get it on the pick and pop. Not much there on the pop. Right back to Owen Dieters. Now swung left side to Flinty on the wing. Wants a screen from Wells, using it not much to her advantage. Now Haverkamp gets it top of the key. Here's Avery Dieters in the right corner. Wants to go baseline. Gets all the way in with some contact. Her layup is no good. Gets her own rebound, falls to the floor, gets it to her sister Owen. Now it's Wells in the corner. About a three, turns it down. Now here's Owen Dieters. A pull-up J from 16. No good, but she's fouled and will head to the line to shoot two. Steinbrock picks up her first, team third. And Owen Dieters back to the line to shoot two. Trying to extend on this 9-point lead, 21-12 at 5:46 left to go until halftime. And Owen a little strong off the back heel, no good on the first. She has scored all six here in the quarter for Centralia. She has nine already in the game and already into double figures now as she hits the second and has 10. And that is the lead currently for Centralia at 22-12 at about 5:45 until halftime. They'll continue to show that 3-4 court pressure. As it's Whitley Sykes, who just checked in moments ago, gets it across the timeline. Here's the freshman Steinbrock. Right side pass to Bowser in the corner for three. That's too strong. Chasing it into the corner, and a whistle and a jump ball as Steinbrock got tied up with Avery Dieters. And Avery hits the floor, helped up by a couple of teammates, and possession arrow will give it, or keep it here, I should say, with Clifton Clyde. This will be Bowser to throw it in. Quick sub. Carson Sykes back into the game for the Eagles, taking the spot of Bowser. So now Sykes will throw it in. Deep corner. And gets it in left corner to Steinbrock. Pulls up from 15. That's pure. Steinbrock, the freshman, with six. First points here in the second quarter for Clifton Clyde. There's a missed shot quickly up the floor and a rebound by Shea Wirtz. Leading scorer, the sophomore. Wirtz had it knocked away by Flinty, but Wirtz gathers. Get it right side to Steinbrock, left her feet, left side pass to Sykes. Here's a pull-up from 15, a block shot, but they get a whistle and a foul. I think it's on... They're going to get Haverkamp with this foul. Well, that shouldn't be on Haverkamp, and they change it. It's on Owen Dieters. That's her first team second. as it's Carson Sykes shooting two. So the official here at the scorer's table to correct the foul. As the first free throw was up and no good by Sykes, and she is a very good free throw shooter at 87%. As she goes 1-for-2, makes it 22-15 in favor of the Panthers, under 5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Kramer back into the game, up top to Owen Dieters, left side to Haverkamp. Casual with the dribble towards the top of the key. Kramer, a 19-foot J, in and out, no good. A rebound brought down by Noberts for Clifton Clyde. Up to Steinbrock, the freshman. Gets it all the way into the right corner. Now backs things out, the reset. She looks up at the clock. We're at 4:31 and counting. Left side pass to Sykes. Deep three. That is an air ball, and out of bounds it goes. And back to Centralia. Leading by 7 at 22-15. Another sub into the game. They'll bring Sydney Bowser, the 5'5 senior, back in for the Eagles. A three-game week here for the Panthers. They beat Blue Valley on Tuesday at home, 58-23. And mentioned earlier, beating Marysville last night, 59-38. Both of these teams will wrap up their regular season early next week before sub-state. Panthers locking up that one seed in sub-states. There's a long two by Kramer that's no good. Chased all the way into the corner, collected by Noberts, and that's her fourth rebound, and then nearly threw it away. Now they get it up the floor quickly to Thrasher, and her layup is no good. Missed it too strong, and a rebound for Haverkamp. Now she wants to push the tempo far sideline. Numbers for the Panthers. Pass deflected, looking for Kramer, but able to run out, get it into the corner. They'll reset up top with Haverkamp. 3:36, clock rolling, second quarter. 22-15, the Centralia lead. Here's Haverkamp up top, the reset. Hands it off to Owen Dieters. Here to Flinty in the right corner, wants to go baseline. Good defense cut off quickly there by Bowser. Owen Dieters, deep, straight on three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound for Clifton Clyde, brought in there by Thrasher. And gets it off to Steinbrock, who settles across the timeline from right to left. Bowser into the corner and over to three, short, and out of bounds underneath, and last touch by Centralia, so the Eagles will keep as Jaden Wells back in and also Wirtz back in for Clifton Clyde. Got 3:03 left until halftime, 22-15 Centralia. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. Little confusion. Looked like Clifton Clyde was trying to call a timeout and instead will decline that TO. Steinbrock, a long J from the right wing is good. The freshman with 8 makes it 22-17. So both the first and second quarters were slow starts for the Eagles. But latter portions of them, they're battling back. Here's Flinty, a 3, and she knocks it in from the right wing. And 6 points on a couple of threes, and we get a whistle and a timeout. At 2:41 to go until halftime, 25-17. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you from Centralia High School. TBL battle tonight as the Panthers are hosting Clifton Clyde. Our girls game at 2:41 until halftime, Centralia leading 25-17. Out of the timeout, they continue to show that pressure in the full court. Eagles nearly had it taken away, but get it up the floor to Nobert. Kicks it back out to Steinbrock right side. Nobert gets it back into the corner. Up top it goes to Bowser. Now Steinbrock in the right corner. Wants to go baseline, trying to work against Flinty. free throw line jumper by Thrasher is no good. Chased into the corner, collected there by Flinty. Here's the senior Flinty up the floor to Owen Dieter's right side. Reversing the basketball. Avery Dieter's a deep three. This one off the heel and a rebound for Wirtz and Clifton Clyde. Here's Steinbrock pushing the tempo a little bit. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Wirtz all the way, or layup no good. Just trickles off and a rebound for Haverkamp. Haverkamp, long pass up the floor, left side to Owen Dieters. Get it up top. Now right back to Owen in the corner. Gets it on the wing, down to 144 until halftime. Flinty, a long skip pass to Owen Dieters. Ball fake, skips a couple defenders, had it knocked away in a steal. Mike Clifton Clyde. Now here's Steinbrock with it. 90 seconds to go until halftime. It's a 8-point lead for Centralia, 25-17. Long pass into the corner, saved by Noberts from going out of bounds. Now back to Steinbrock, high right. Puts it on the dribble, gets to the free throw line, turns, touch pass to Wirtz. Splits two, spins on a double team, still spinning. Should have been a travel, no call. Throws up a wild shot that's no good. And then the ball's on the floor, a couple of bodies hits, and we're going to get a whistle. And I believe a foul. Waiting by... see what the official call is here, and they get Abby Flinty with her first foul. Team foul number three for Centralia, so the Eagles to throw it in with 106 to go here in the half. It'll be Noberts over the top to Steinbrock. Gets past Flinty, pulls up from 15, and she knocks it down. Boy, the freshman has 10 here in the first half, makes it 25-19 Centralia. 55 seconds to go as Steinbrock knocks it out of bounds. Panthers keep their end of the floor. Here comes Paige Bowser back into the game. Or Clifton Clyde taking the spot of Sydney Bowser. So here's Owen Dieters, top of the key, left side pass into the corner with Haverkamp. Now it's Avery. Right side pass to her sister Owen on the right wing. Left her feet in the paint. Kicks to Haverkamp, a left corner three. Left it short. And a rebound for Shea Wirtz. Now Wirtz picks it up prematurely, but gets it off to Steinbrock. And up the floor goes to Bowser. 33 seconds until halftime. See what Clifton Clyde wants to do here, down six. 25-19 our score. Left side pass to Noberts in the corner, comes out of it with 22 seconds to go. Wirtz, no hezzy on a three, left it short, and a rebound for Haverkamp. Haverkamp wants to push, gets it up to Owen Dieters. 14 seconds to go, she's in the right corner. Long pass to Flinty, left corner, down to 10. Dribbles towards the top of the key. Owen Dieters, right wing three, left it short. Rebound for Clifton Clyde, just a couple of seconds left. Stolen by Haverkamp, and she lays it in at the buzzer. Lena Haverkamp with a steal and a bucket at the buzzer to give Centralia an 8-point halftime lead at 27-19. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on a K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Centralia 27, Clifton Clyde 19. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go? Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Yeah,
Wilson'sDirectTires.com. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls game at the half. It's the home team Panthers of Centralia leading the Eagles of Clifton Clyde 27-19. Panthers, the number two ranked team in 1AD1, 18-0 on the year. 12 win Clifton Clyde coming into tonight at 12-7. Again, 27-19, our score at the half presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's get you the first half numbers. As it was Owen Dieters leading the way for Centralia. She had 10. And a couple of rebounds. She was 3 of 4 at the line. 6 points on a couple of threes from Abby Flinty. 5 points from Avery Dieters. 4 from Lena Haberkamp. And then 2 from Jaden Wells. The freshman Lily Steinbrock going toe-to-toe with Centralia's freshman Owen Dieters, as Lily Steinbrock had 10 to lead Clifton Clyde in the first half. Shea Wirtz had 4. 2 apiece by Emma Noberts and Haley Thrasher. And then 1 point by Carson Sykes. Eagles had 8 turnovers. Centralia had 5. Eagles were 2 of 4 at the line. Panthers were 3 out of 4, all of which came off the hands of Owen Dieters. And it was close in the rebound margin, as it's Clifton Clyde out-rebounding Centralia 12-11. Again, 27-19 our score. Centralia at the half. And we'll step aside for another timeout. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. PineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
Girls score at the half. Centralia 27, Clifton Clyde 19. As we're just a few minutes away from the start of the second half. Got a few girls games at the half here across our great area. And a couple in the Big 7. It's Royal Valley leading Sabetha 16-8 after the first 16 minutes. Nemaha Central trying to win their fifth straight Big 7 league title. They lead at Holton 18-11 at the half. And then on our sister station, KARE 93.7, it is Horton 35, Moorhill Mounts Academy 27, and Soto for Horton has 25 in the first half. So just a couple of scores that we got for you as night's just getting going here in the area. Of course, all the action followed by the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on 103.9 and 92.1 Kansaland Radio. Again, girls game at the half, Centralia 27, Clifton Clyde 19. A final 2 minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
All right, diving back into it. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Second half coming your way here in our girls' contest. Centralia looking to stay undefeated with just one more game to go after tonight. 18-0 Panthers leading Centralia 27-19. We switch sides of the floor. Panthers with the ball now going from right to left, and we are underway here in the third. Appears to be both teams with starters. Owen Dieter's a quick three. This one no good. They set it up for chased down by Wirtz and a rebound for Clifton Clyde in the corner. Here come the Eagles now from left to right. Freshman Steinbrock off to Wirtz, the sophomore. Two leading scorers are underclassmen for this Eagles team. Here's Steinbrock at the elbow, guarded by Owen Dieter's. A nice pass inside. A turnaround shot up and good for Haley Thrasher. As Thrasher now has four, makes it 27-21, Centralia by six, 40 seconds into this third quarter. Up top it goes to Flinty, between the rings out high, now Owen Dieter's right side on the wing. Waist high dribbles with the right hand, picks it up high right, top of the key to Haverkamp, they'll reset. 2-3 zone defense right now by Clifton Clyde as Flinty has a touch. Now Wells at the free throw line. Right back to Flinty. A chest pass to Haverkamp. A left wing three. Short. Owen Dieters, though, getting the offensive rebound and then had it knocked out of bounds. But last touch by Owen Dieters. And a turnover by Centralia. The Panthers showing the pressure defensively in the full court. A six-point lead at 27-21. Where it's a long pass over the outstretched arms of Carson Sykes, and the Eagles will turn it right back over Give it back to Centralia. 6:45 left here in the third. A 27-21 Centralia lead. Here is Haberkamp with the basketball. Right side pass that goes to Owen Peters. They'll reset. Left side to Flinty on the wing. Again, a tight 2-3 zone inside the three-point line. Here's Avery Dieters to Flinty. Top of the key to Haberkamp. A bounce pass to Owen Dieters. Spins at the elbow. Wants to work it. Splitting two. Layup no good. And a rebound for Wirtz. Gets it off to Steinbrock. Another opportunity to chip away here for Clifton Clyde. Freshman on freshman. Steinbrock being guarded by Owen Dieters. Hands it off to Sykes. Baseline. Now Wirtz on the block. Turns. Fires. And one. She knocks it in, makes it a four-point game, and Shea Wirtz now with six. And Avery Dieters picks up her second foul. And Shea Wirtz a chance at a three-point play, and she is perfect on the free throw. She's got seven, and the lead is trimmed to three, 27-24. Panthers by three with the ball. 2 minutes gone by here in the third. Here's Flinty, top of the key to Avery Dieters. Holds it high, still looking around, surveying that 2-3 zone defense. Now Haberkamp gets it, left side pass to Flinty. Right back to Haberkamp, they'll reset. The zone defense causing a little bit of concern here for the Panthers offensively, trying to figure out what they need to do to get something happen. Nice little give and go, Haberkamp up, and Haberkamp in for two, and a timeout for Roger Holthaus. Haberkamp now with six, makes it 29-24. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, 5:27 left here, third quarter. Centralia leading Clifton Clyde, 29-24. Both these teams have one more game after tonight. Clifton Clyde, they'll play Monday at Linden, close out their regular season. Centralia will play next Tuesday, as they will be on the road at Axtell. Out of the timeout, Haberkamp, also Avery and Owen Dieters, Flinty and Wells. For Clifton Clyde, it's Sykes, Nobert, Steinbrock, Wirtz, and Thrasher. 5:27 left, third quarter. Out of the timeout, Clifton Clyde with it, down 5, 29-24. Here's Wirtz, near sideline, waist high dribbles with the right hand, wants to go towards the corner, picks it up on the wing, bouncing it to Steinbrock. Gets to the elbow, stops there. Good pass left side to Nover. Baseline drive, layup, no good. Trickles off the rim. And a rebound for Avery Dieters. Now Avery wants to push to her sister Owen. Nice pass inside. Layup no good by Haberkamp. And tipped out of bounds underneath. And it will go back to Clifton Clyde. So missed opportunity for Haberkamp underneath. Eagles get it back down five. Now we've played 3-plus minutes here in the third. Here's Steinbrock, kicks it right. This is Sykes, curls inside, a bounce pass left corner to Nobert. Comes out on the wing, now Wirtz up top. Thought about a three, wants to work on Avery Dieters. Floater in the lane, in and out, no good. It was halfway down, and a rebound for Avery Dieters. Kieran Wirtz, head coach for Clifton Clyde, wanting a foul there, no call. Haberkamp, baseline drive from the right corner, floater up, and a floater's good. Lena Haberkamp now with eight. Makes it 31-24, Clifton Clyde trailing now by 7, 4:20 to go here in the quarter. Top of the key it goes, left side pass. It's the freshman Sykes. Sykes curls around the arc from left wing to right wing, stands there, now works it back top of the key. Nice bounce pass, and the layup is out, no good, and missed there by Nobert, and a rebound there for Haberkamp. Haberkamp pushing up to Owen Dieters, left corner. We'll reset it up top. Now Owen, open for three. Book it. Big shot, Owen Dieters. She now has 13 and a whistle and a timeout for Clifton Clyde. Back to a 10-point Centralia lead at 34-24 with 3:44 left in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
FM KMZA.
Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Sadman here from Centralia High School as the Panthers have opened up a 10-point lead on Clifton Clyde, 34-24. Got 3:44 left here in the third quarter. Owen Dieters for the Panthers, leading scorer with 13. Lena Haberkamp has 8. Lily Steinbrock, the leading scorer for Clifton Clyde with 10. Shea Wirtz has 7. Eagles with the basketball, down 10 out of the timeout. Here is Steinbrock, wants to step back, a deep three, left it short, rebound Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters up the floor, her pass deflected, picked off by Shea Wirtz. Wirtz gets it up the floor, Steinbrock coast to coast, layup no good, but she draws the foul, and will shoot two. As they get the foul on Haberkamp, her first, and team second. As Steinbrock will now shoot two. Freshman Steinbrock, 10 points here tonight. Right about her season average. She's a 59% free throw shooter, and she knocks in the first. Makes it 34-25. As Paige Bowser checks in for the Eagles, taking the spot of Carson Sykes. Steinbrock still has one more free throw. It's on the way. Short. And the rebound tips into the hands for Tatum Kramer for Centralia. 34-25 Panthers coming up on 3 minutes left here in the third. Haberkamp up top. Avery Dieters right side to her sister Owen. Gets a ball screen.
I'm back.
To back things out. We'll reset. Blenty skips to Kramer high right. Bounce pass into the corner to Avery Dieters. Kramer gets it back. Long pass here left corner. Haberkamp a triple. Got it. Haberkamp now into double figures with 11, her first triple, makes it 37-25. It's the largest lead for Centralia at 12, as we're under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Wirtz, we'll try to answer for three, left it short, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt, this one against Clifton Clyde. Trying to see who it's on, they will get it on Thrasher, that's her first, team first. 37-25 Centralia, 2:40 to go here in the third. Panthers with the ball, Clifton Clyde still settling back in that 2-3 zone. Here's Flinty right side on the wing. Crossing over on the wing, now bouncing it to Avery Dieters in the corner for three, got it! Avery Dieters from downtown, and she's got a quiet eight tonight, and all of a sudden the lead has ballooned to 15 at 40-25. Down to 2:15 left here in the third. Here's Novert, guarded by Kramer, bouncing it, and nearly had it taken away, but Wirtz has it on the right wing, up top to Steinbrock. Steinbrock thought about a three, now puts it on the dribble, working on Flinty. Gets to the free throw line, hands it off to Bowser. Bouncing it to Novert, now back top of the key to Steinbrock. Turns at the elbow, kicks it to Wirtz. Wants to drive, had it knocked away by Flinty and a steal. Now she'll slow things up, dump it off to Haberkamp. Across the timeline with 1:45 left here in the third. Plenty of three. That is short. Battle for the rebound inside. Brought down by Thrasher. Here's Steinbrock. Pulls it up. Free throw line in transition. Left it short. Rebound Plenty. Now Centralia slowing the pace with under a minute and a half to go here in the third. Short corner right. Avery Dieters bouncing it left side. Kramer along two. Got it. Tatum Kramer, her first basket tonight, and a timeout for the Eagles as the lead is now 17, 42-25 with a minute 18 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a quick 30, back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
and third quarter here by Centralia. They've blown up that lead now to 17 at 42-25 with a minute 18 left here in the third. 13 for Owen Dieters to lead the way. Lena Haverkamp has 11. Avery Dieters with 8. Balanced scoring across the board for the top three scorers for the Panthers. Out of the timeout, Clifton Clyde with it, searching for some answers offensively. As it's Carson Sykes, top of the key, angles left towards the wing, into the corner it goes with Nobert. Had it knocked away, and diving for it is Haverkamp, a near steal, but Steinbrock has it, working towards the right block, steps back from 10, her shot is no good, and a rebound for Owen Dieters. 53 seconds left here in the quarter, see if they want to play potentially for the final shot. Plenty of left side pass to Kramer, bouncing it top of the key to Owen Dieters. Flash a double. Now Haverkamp, a right side three. Got it. Haverkamp from downtown. She's got 14, and the lead is 20 at 45-25. Now 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Dominant shooting display by the Panthers here in the third. A barrage of threes. Clifton Clyde, no answer here in the quarter. Here's Sykes. Gets inside. Kicks it back. This is Bowser along two. That's too strong, and a rebound for Avery Dieters. 13 seconds left here in the quarter. Avery to her sister Owen. Top of the key with 7. Steps back for 3. It's good. Avery to Owen, and she's got 16. 2 seconds to go. A heave at the buzzer is no good. And Centralia dominates the third, and they'll take a 48-25 lead into the fourth quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
An absolutely dominant third quarter by Centralia. They turn an 8-point halftime lead into a 48-25 lead. It was a barrage of threes from the outside and a 21-6 advantage for the Panthers in the third to blow this thing open as we're set to start now the fourth quarter. And Clifton Clyde, give them credit. They were battling the entire first half, kept it close, but boy, Centralia unleashing a number of threes in the third. Owen Dieters leading the charge. She has 16. Lena Haverkamp has 14 as well. As we start the fourth, it's Steinbrock for Clifton Clyde. Works a left side pass to Bowser. Steinbrock gets it back up top. Gets inside. A nice kick right side. A three from Sykes. That's too strong off the heel. Batter for the rebound. Ripped away by Avery Dieters. And then she is bumped and fouled by Paige Bowser. That'll be her first. And the Panthers get it back, leading by 23. Here's Haverkamp. Great night for her. 14 points. And she had 10 of her 14 in that third quarter, including three threes. Correction, two threes. Here's Avery Dieters, right side to Flinty. Nice give and go. Here's Kramer, a floater, left it short. And a rebound for Clifton Clyde, collected there by Bowser. Here's Steinbrock up the floor. Finds Bowser on a cut. Wirtz at the free throw line. Steps in. Had it knocked away. Kicks it up top. This is Bowser. Back to Wirtz. Straight on from 19. Fires off left side. No good. Rebound ripped away by Kramer. Here's Kramer. Far sideline up the floor. Bounces it right corner to Flinty. Up top it goes to Haverkamp. 6:45 left in the game. It's all Centralia now. 48-25. There's Avery Dieters swinging the elbows through on a double team. Up top to Haverkamp. Now Flinty a touch. Avery Dieters now at the left elbow, splits a double, wants to dive inside, shot no good, but a whistle and a foul. And Avery Dieters will shoot two, first time at the free throw line tonight. as they get Sydney Bowser with her first. Team foul number three. So Avery Dieters, the 5'8 senior and a 4-year starter. 8 points and 7 rebounds tonight. She'll go to the line to try to extend on this lead. The free throw is up and good. 68% at the line this year. She now has 9 after canning the first. Makes it 49-25 at 6.5 minutes left in the ball game. Corey Kuckelman, a 5'6 sophomore, is in for Centralia. Also, Jaden Wells back into the game as well for the Panthers. Second free throw is up. Second is good. And Avery Dieters into double figures now with 10. 50-25. It's a double-up lead for Centralia. Steinbrock, right side pass into the corner with Bowser. Up top it goes to Paige Bowser. Wants to work it towards the right corner. Now up top it goes to Sykes. Left side pass to Sydney Bowser. Deep three. That's a little strong, no good. Rebound for Owen Dieters. Far sideline, head of steam up the floor. 2 minutes in, 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. 50-25, Centralia slowing down the pace a little bit. Centralia on pace to move to 19-0 in the number two ranked team in 1A Division I. They've been the number two ranked team the last few weeks. Here's Kuckelman and lost the handle, and she'll be called for a travel. So a turnover by Centralia, their eighth of the ball game. And the Eagles get it back. 5:40 left in the ball game, 50-25. They are down 25. Here's Steinbrock, who's had a good night with 11. Works it left side to Sydney Bowser. High left on the wing. Gets it left side to Carson Sykes. Sykes wants to curl. Gets bumped at the top of the key and is fouled. It's on the floor. I believe it's Kuckelman who picks up the foul. And the 5'6 sophomore who just checked in, picking up her first. Haley Thrasher's going to check back in for Clifton Clyde, taking the spots of Carson Sykes. We're down to 5:21 left here in the ball game, a 50-25 Centralia lead. Steinbrock working on Owen Dieters, gets to the right elbow, left side pass, it goes to Paige Bowser, gets it now at the top of the key, works it right on the wing, back up top to Steinbrock, they want to work it inside, they get it into Thrasher, left block, her shot is up, left it short, rebound for Haverkamp, wants to push it in transition, thought about going coast to coast, stops, kicks it out to Kuckelman, now this is Owen Dieters up top, they'll reset. Under 5 minutes to go in the game, it's a 50-25 Centralia lead. Haverkamp in between the rings out high. Left side pass to Avery Dieters. They go inside to Owen. Left block. Turns on a double. Up top it goes to Haverkamp. Right side to Jaden Wells in the corner. Now to Avery Dieters up top. A straight on triple. Too strong. Battle for the rebound underneath. And Steinbrock has it for Clifton Clyde. As we're coming up on 4:20 left here in the corner. And a layup is good in the foul. As Lily Steinbrock now with 13 and a chance at a three-point play. As Avery Dieters will pick up her third foul. Makes it 50-27 Centralia. As Shea Wirtz is going to check back in for Clifton Clyde. Also Abby Flinty and Haley Doman will check in as well. As Wells and Kuckelman will come out for the Panthers. So Steinbrock with 13 to lead Clifton Clyde. Her free throw is up and good, and she's got 14. She's 2-for-3 at the line, and it's a 50-28 Centralia lead at 4:20 to go here in the ballgame. Stick around. We'll have our postgame show. We'll announce our player of the game and senior night festivities. We'll kind of extend our break a little bit, and then we'll have the boys contest for you. So still a lot to go here tonight here on 92-1, and we appreciate you all for tuning in. Here's Flinty, a pass inside to Haverkamp, deflected out of bounds. Touched by Nobert, and Panthers will keep it underneath. We're down to 3:57 left in this ball game. As Owen Dieters will throw it in, right side of the backboard, a chest pass over the top to Flinty in between the rings out high. Angles left, hands it off to Owen around a curl, left side on the wing. Now gets it off. A shot in the left corner that's good. It's Haley Doman, the senior, who knocks in a triple, her first bucket tonight, and the crowd loves it. 53-28. Centralia, 3:36 and counting, fourth quarter. Doman, not a lot of PT throughout the course of the year, but the senior gets a left wing three to fall to extend this big lead, and nice ovation from the crowd down to 3:20 left here in this ball game. There's a whistle and a carry that's called against Sydney Bowser. 11 turnovers now by Clifton Clyde. And we'll get another sub into the game as, well, they'll wait till the next dead ball as it's Haverkamp across the timeline. Haverkamp drives, a pull up from 10, might have been partially blocked, no good, but a rebound is up and no good by Avery Dieters, and then another opportunity, keeping it alive, and now Doman again, a shot is short, and a rebound this time by Nobert for Clifton Clyde, and now nice little pass on a steal and a missed layup by Centralia. Haverkamp gets it back, no good, still battling for it, and now a whistle and a tie-up. And we'll finally get a sub into the game as Clifton Clyde having some issues getting it up the floor as Haverkamp will come out. At 2:48 left in the ball game, a 53-28 Centralia lead. They have the ball underneath their own bucket. Avery Dieters up top working on Steinbrock, spins to the block, kicks it back to Flinty. Thought about a three instead of left side pass to Kuckelman, who fires. This one no good. Rebound for Avery Dieters. She is quickly doubled. Spins away from a double team, and they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it back to Clifton Clyde. Paige Bowser's going to check back in for the Eagles. At 2:35 left in the ball game, Abby Flinty's going to come out and get the ovation here again on senior night. And you can see the emotion. And still a lot of basketball to be played for this Centralia team. They have their sights set on a much bigger prize in a state championship. About to move to 19-0 on the year and getting set for the final regular season game next week at Axtell. Here's a drive and a floater. Spins out, no good. Missed there by Bowser. And a rebound for Avery Dieters, who's now approaching a double-double. Here's Owen Dieters. 2:05 left in the game, 53-28 Centralia. Works it baseline, kicks it back up top. This is Doman again for three. Nearly banked it in from deep, and this is Avery Dieters, a rebound, and a shot up no good, and a foul. And she will shoot two. Now 1:52 left in the game. Clifton Clyde, the foul on Lily Steinbrock, her second. Team foul number four. So Avery Dieters, a double-double tonight. Perfect at the line, 2 for 2. And the free throw is good. She's now 3 for 3 at the line. She's got 11, and here comes the line change for Clifton Clyde as a handful of new players coming in. As Alyssa Sorrell is in the game, a 5'7 sophomore. Also JT Winter, a 5'7 freshman as well. Riley Wonderly. As Avery Dieters makes it 4 for 4, and here comes the senior. Gets a hug from Roger Holthaus, head coach, and 55-28 the lead as both teams now have kind of emptied the benches with 1:45 left in the game. Here is Miley Hammond, a shot up no good, but an offensive rebound is up and no good, and then a rebound for Kramer. As Kramer works at far sideline for Centralia, top of the key it goes to Kyra Bergman. Left side to Kuckelman, into the corner with Doman at the elbow. Deep shot, no good. Chasing it into the corner, tipped in the air, and it'll stay here with Centralia. Here's Doman again, a deep three. This time it's way short, but Kramer gets the rebound and lays it up and in. Kramer now with 4, makes it 57-28, down to 65 seconds remaining in the ball game. Jolie Girard, a freshman, into the game for Clifton Clyde as well. Here is Winter, the freshman. Left side pass to Girard in the corner. This is Hammond. Up top it goes to Sorrell. Right side pass to Hammond. Down to 41 seconds remaining in this ball game. Here is Sorrell. Top of the key pass to Hammond. Gets inside. Shot is up no good, but she draws the foul and will shoot two. And get the foul on Doman, her first. And this is Miley Hammond, a freshman, is going to shoot a couple of free throws. Her sixth appearance this year as she knocks in the free throw. As again, Jaden Wells will come out and Haley Doman will come out as well with 36 seconds to go. It's a 57-29 game and a 57-30 game as the freshman Hammond goes 2 for 2. Makes it 57-30. Final 30 seconds remaining in this ball game. Dominant third quarter, really the difference in this one. As Centralia turned a 8-point halftime lead into a 23-point lead at the end of three, and Clifton Clyde never able to recover. Down to 12 seconds as Centralia wants to just run out the clock here. As they will move to 19-0 on the year. Here on senior night, a dominant win. 57-30. The clock expires and senior night is halfway done as the girls game again gone final. Centralia 57 and Clifton Clyde 30. Post game is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big win for Centralia. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Senior night festivities in between ball games. Seniors are getting recognized here for Centralia as the Centralia girls dominant in the second half. They pull away and win big over Clifton Clyde, 57-30. Our boys game just around the corner, but big time win for the Panthers as they move to 19-0 on the year. And 12-0 in TBL play. Clifton Clyde with the loss. They drop to 12-8 overall and now 6-6 in league play. Let's get you the final numbers in this ball game, and three in double figures for Centralia, led by Owen Dieters, the freshman, 16 points and 6 rebounds. A near double-double for Lena Haberkamp. She had 14 points and 9 rebounds. And then the senior Avery Dieters, she does post a double-double with 12 points and 11 rebounds, and she was perfect at the line, 4-for-4. And the rest of the scoring for Centralia, 6 from Abby Flinty on a couple of threes, 4 points from Tatum Kramer, then you got 3 from Haley Doman, and then 2 by Jaden Wells. The Eagles were led by the freshman, Lily Steinbrock. She had 14 points, 10 of those in the first half. Shea Wirtz, the sophomore, had 7 points and 6 rebounds. 4 points from Haley Thrasher. She also had 4 rebounds, 2 points apiece from Miley Hammond and Emma Nobert, and then 1 point from Carson Sykes. The rebounding numbers were dominating for Centralia, particularly in the second half. They jumped down 21 rebounds in the second half, and the Panthers out-rebound the Eagles 32-18. Both teams pretty decent in the turnover department. Eagles had 12 turnovers, Panthers had 9, and both teams were efficient from the free throw line. Panthers were 7 out of 8, and the Eagles were 7 out of 10 from the charity stripe. Again, the Panthers move to 19-0, 12-0 in league play, just another step closer to that undefeated season. And the second half was the difference, particularly in the third quarter, again outscoring Clifton Clyde 21-6 in the third and 30-11 in the second half. And the Eagles once again dropping to 12-8. They have lost 4 of their last 5 and now 6-6 in league play. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. And with it being a senior night here at Centralia, we'll go with the senior Avery Dieters, a 4-year starter, has just been so good throughout her entire career. And a double-double tonight here on senior night, 12 points, 11 rebounds. She was perfect at the line, 4-for-4. And we'll honor the senior tonight with our player of the game. Again, brought to you again by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So again, it's senior night festivities, so we got a little bit of extra time between our ball games, but hang tight with us. Again, the Centralia girls winning it big, 57-30, moving to 19-0 on the year. Clifton Clyde with the loss, dropping to 12-8. So we'll send it back to the studio and hang tight. About 15 minutes or so, we'll be back and get you set for the boys' contest between the Panthers, who come in at 11-7, and the Eagles, who are number 9 and 1AD1 at 13-5. So another good one on tap for you. So hang tight. We'll get it back here in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.